News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
If you drive a car, I'll tax the street. If you drive to sit,
I'll tax your seat.
If you get too cold,
I'll tax the heat.
If you take a walk,
welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and the Bot. Good morning. It's April the 14th. It is the day before tax day. Good morning. 7:06 in the morning, April the 14th. Carl and the Bot. Phone lines here, 530-605-4567. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Good morning, Bad Bob. We're back.
And greetings. Welcome back. And Linda, glad to see you back after your bout.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Bob. Great to be back. I'm just moving a little slow here, but I'm back. I just felt like, you know, it's time to get back on the air.
I don't want you pushing it. Pneumonia's nothing to fool around with. Hey, a big shout out to Kurt Largent and Ruth Angel. Thank you so much for sitting in with us.
They were so wonderful.
Really good.
I can put away the whip in the chair.
Well, I tell you what, they're really good, though. It is fun to listen to them, and you know, when
we
get
a kick out of that.
That's right. Hey, you know who else it's fun to listen to? Susan Eastman.
Love her. Love her Facebook post too. But you know what? She's got so much on the ball, and we love to listen to her updates. She's our Wells Fargo advisor expert. So let's go and see what's happening on Wall Street. Good morning, Susan. What's going on?
Welcome back. Well, the major averages are in the green this morning after a positive report on retail sales. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 75 points at 16,102. The S&P 500 is up 10 points at 1826, and the NASDAQ Composite advancing 17 points at 4017. The three most actively traded stocks on the big board, Bank of America up 40 cents at $16.17, Citigroup up $2.04 at $47.72, Rite Aid up 18 cents at $7.22. For local stocks of interest, PepsiCo up 53 cents at $83.66, Pacific Gas and Electric up 4 cents at $44.69, AT&T down a nickel at $35.15. In the bond department, the 10-year Treasury note is priced to yield 2.65%, and for commodities, gold is up $6 an ounce at $1,326, silver up 6 pennies at $20, and crude oil up 15 cents, trading at $102 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Susan, thanks a lot. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday, 708-808-908, right here on KCNR. You know, finding out what you should do with your investments, you know, your retirement, your IRAs, everything, your 401s, all of that. They are experts on this down at our Wells Fargo Advisors. Give them a call at 243-7561 or stop by their office at Park Marina Drive. Good people. And they know what they're talking about.
That's right. And, you know what? We've looked out last night. Remember you said, hurry up. See if you can come out here and see, you know, the fabulous.
I carried you from your sick bed outside.
Well, Tuesday, tomorrow, is the first of four lunar blood moon eclipses. That's, for some, going to be an earth-shattering event, depending on your viewpoint. It could also be just a spectacular, beautiful astronomical event over the next 2 years. The tetrad, is that what it's called, Bob?
I believe so, and that's tonight after midnight. So it is technically Tuesday, but it will be tonight from our point of view after midnight.
Okay. So the tetrad, T-E-T-R-A-D, could be tetrad, or four consecutive or complete lunar eclipses occurring at approximately six-month intervals will all be visible over the United States during 2014 and 2015, according to NASA. So that's exciting. Going on to the weather, today it's going to be 81. It's currently 50 degrees if you're just tuning in, and partly cloudy tonight with temperatures around 51. Tuesday will be around 79, Wednesday in 79. So that is our forecast. And the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where our customers are warm friends.
There you go. You know, one of the things that we're going to talk about today, and maybe if we can get our interview times with our national level guest here, is sleeping. But I tell you what, you know, when you're ill, nothing does better than sleeping.
That's right. And my sleep number setting is 40. And I'll tell you what, you spend a lot of time, you know, the doctor tells you bed rest. So we both canceled our trips and stayed home. And it was, so I spent a lot of time in bed. And I'm glad I have a wonderful mattress that I know that we'll have the rest of our lives, with a lifetime guarantee.
Well, it does, and it has a guarantee, and it's made in America. My sleep number is now 40. I'm moving my way up the chain here, and right now it's the only one. It's the only bed that's clinically proven to relieve both back pain and improve sleep quality. And right now, you can get a queen mattress. Starts at just $699. That's right, $699. Right now, save $300 on all the new C4 queen mattress sets for dual air technology for, you know, a good night's sleep. How much is it worth to you? It's worth a whole lot to us in our busy lives. There's our sleep number bed. Head on down to our sleep number store down at 1315 Churn Creek Road in the Target Shopping Center and talk to Brian or Janice, and they will give you your sleep number setting. It is just it's invaluable, a good night's sleep. And that's what sleep number gives us.
And we're supposed to be, hopefully that works out. We have a sleep expert that's going to be calling in later.
If we can get all the
times. That's
really
cool because I think people don't really realize that is really where your body replenishes itself. And if you have a good sleep, you should be well. I mean, I don't know what happened with me. I mean, it just happens. I think sometimes you just get run down and boom, that's what happens. But, you know, speaking of so many things that are going on, you think about the bull riders that we've got, you know, the roundup happening, this weekend. We've got in May, we've got the Reading Rodeo. We have all these people that do a lot of things, even with the people who are doing the mechanics and driving their cars.
Cool April nights.
I mean, there's so many things that coincide with what it is when you're laying flat on your back or on your side and those kinds of things. We're going to give tickets away for the rodeo, for the Red Bluff Roundup, actually, in just a minute when we get back from these breaks. And we stick with us. Good Monday morning here. And let's take a break here. Thanks a lot, everybody. We'll be right back. KCNR 1460.
Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange has always believed that peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store with locations in Reading, Chico, Corning, and we're happy to announce the reopening of our store in the Holiday Shopping Center in Palisadro. To celebrate this, we're giving away a free personal stainless steel water filter bottle, a $32 value, with the purchase of a 200-serving emergency food bucket while supplies last. These are a convenient and versatile food storage product. Just add hot water for quick meals at home or grab and go if you have to evacuate. And don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way next to the Round Table. In Chico, we're located on East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. In Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza. And once again, in Palisadro at the Holiday Market Center. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today for less.
Ah, yes, this is the life. Sun, surf, sand. Living on island time, it's good to take a break. Yeah, maybe someday, but right now, there's work to be done. And if you're a business owner, you know that presenting a professional appearance can make all the difference in the world. That goes double for your office. Usually it's the very first impression people get of your company. Join the dozens of North State businesses that have their commercial spaces professionally cleaned by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Since 1987, Maui Bob and his team have embraced the Aloha spirit, putting their clients first with an emphasis on customer satisfaction. And who knows if your business is more successful because your offices reflect that attention to detail that professional office cleaning gives, maybe you will have more time for that island getaway. Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, on the web at MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef Johnston Deli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Velia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
Well, it's 2014. Do you find yourself looking in the mirror and saying, I want to be a better me? This year, I want to feel stronger, have a more positive outlook on life, and feel like I'm controlling my life. Life isn't controlling me. Well, now's the time. Go to Adamson's Peak Performance, a gym where the staff has incredible integrity. Adamson's is a place where you can become a better you. Get fit. Call Adamson's now at 221-8006. Adamson's Peak Performance.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's Monday, April 14th. Tomorrow is tax day, my friends. Here's your chance to give till it hurts. Isn't it amazing how so many taxes come due at the same time? How is our property tax due 4 days or 5 days before our income taxes are due? Why is that?
And on the news this morning, to go across the whole gamut. And before we get to that, I wanted to talk to you about I think there was billions of dollars that have been a fraud with our taxes. They have discovered two gentlemen that have come to, and I don't know who they were out of the Midwest someplace. And it's billions of dollars that our taxes have been, and they've found people's names and social securities, and they've, you know, it's just, I've got to look it up. I'll look it up and we'll talk about
it. This portion of the show is brought to you by Orchard Nutrition, North State's nutrition experts, with the largest selection of natural foods and supplements in Northern California. You know what? In-store deli, four nutritionists on the staff. Amazing foods for life. Gluten-free mixes right there that you can fix and have a great breakfast, and it's gluten-free, right? All of that there. And classes on health and diet, they have raw and organic foods, non-GMOs, all of this, all at the Orchard Nutrition at Cypress Square Shopping Center. Orchard Nutrition, it's your center for a healthy lifestyle. Now, this Saturday at April 19th at Benton Air Park from 9 a.m. to 12 noon, the Young Eagle Flights. Kids fly free. That's right. Local pilots, members of the North Valley EAA Chapter 157 invite kids 8 to 17. To fly, have to bring a parent or guardian and come for a great Young Eagle flight. Report to Hillside Aviation at Benton Air Park between 8:30 a.m. and 9 a.m. to sign up for your ride. You know what? Any questions, give Barbara a call at 549-4275. This is Young Eagle Flights.
Okay, this is what it came out. Okay. An internet connection and a bunch of stolen identities are all it takes for crooks to collect billions of dollars in bogus federal tax refunds. And the scam is proving too pervasive to stop. A government report in November said the IRS issued $4 billion in fraudulent tax refunds over the previous year to criminals who were using other people's personal information. Attorney General Eric Holder said this week that the scale, scope, and execution of these fraud schemes has grown substantially, and the Justice Department in the past year has charged 880 people.
Well, Eric Holder should know about bogus and fraud, if anybody does. I mean, you know, he's head of the... he's the attorney general.
The IRS said it opened nearly 1,500 criminal investigations related identity theft in fiscal year 2013, a 66% increase over the previous year, and has strengthened filters and helped detect where the scams are coming from. It says it stops far more fraudulent refunds than it pays out and is making a dent in the problem. Still, the schemes have grown more sophisticated, attracting criminals with violent backgrounds who see an easy and safe vehicle for theft, according to law enforcement officials, who fear that not enough controls are in place.
Oh, that's what we need, is more controls. Okay, speaking of controls, let's talk about the standoff in Mesquite, Nevada. The BLM has backed off, as probably most of you know.
Really?
They finally, you know, here's the whole story behind this, is this thing started like in 1998, and they told the...
Is this guy's name Bundy?
Yeah, they told Bundy to move his cattle. And Bundy says, this is my land, that's my family's ranched it since the 1800s. We've been on this land. BLM then stopped. And then they came back, you know, 9, 10 years later and said, okay, you have to move your the cattle. And he says, look, I told you before. Supposedly he was paying his Nevada and his state and his county taxes, but he wasn't paying the BLM. He said, look, this is our land. It's been our land. You can't just come in and say you can, you know, it's yours. The BLM is saying, well, you know, it's our land. And we can say that. You owe us $1.35 per cow unit that's on there. I think that's a year. So it comes out now with fines and everything. $1 million is worth finding out about when you, you know, find the government. What's the, here's the funny thing about the government. The government finds, you know, doesn't find out you're doing something. Like say you put your taxes in, Bob, and you put them in on time, but you're $300 short because of some reason, you know, a mistake. The government comes back 2 years later and says, you were $300 short. Pay us. It doesn't say that. It says you're $300 short. Pay us the $300 plus $500 or $800 in fees,
penalties,
and penalties and interest. See, they wait 2 or 3 years before they get you like that.
Oh yeah,
and and so this is our government for you. And so instead of just hey, pay it, you know what? So you can go to them and say, look, this was an honest mistake, and they don't care. They come back with 4 pages because they have all these people in there that are a computer, and they come back and tell you made a mistake. So you know what? We're sorry about that. Pay us. So then you have to go through all the other stuff. So then you, I guess you could hire a lawyer, but then you get into much more. Yeah. Anyway, so what's happened is, what happened was when this was, you know, when they were doing this, the BLM was coming in heavy. They had, you know, armed guards, they had snipers, they had people on all types of military, you know, accoutrements ready to fight. They were rounding up the cattle. It was, they were talking that some of the cattle had been killed, that the calves had just been born, so the calves were suffering. So all of a sudden people started arriving there. And started standing by Bundy and saying, this is enough, enough of this. And then militia started showing up, armed militia. Not a good idea.
This could have gone way sideways.
So finally, cooler heads prevailed. And the BLM, the director of BLM, who just happens to be a buddy of Harry Reid. Now, let's get into that one in a couple minutes. Anyway, so the BLM has backed off. They've released the cattle. It's not over yet. Of course, BLM will come in and they'll get another warrant or something like this.
Well, there is an article that talks about Harry Reid and the, this whole situation in Washington Post.
Well, and the thing about Harry Reid is the guy that used to be like his campaign chairman or somebody is now head of BLM. But Harry Reid is also part of this land is supposedly being sold and used by a Chinese company for solar power? Is that what's going on here?
Yeah, we're holding this land in the public interest, ..
But the deal was for the Chinese to put solar power panels all through there. Is this what you're seeing, Linda?
No, I'm just hearing about the problems with Harry Reid and that
It turns out that this Chinese company who wants to put in the solar power, you know, panels and all this out there into this area, is the one who's running this for them is
Reed's
son. And this is a big deal.
Whoa.
This is like a $5 billion deal. So all of a sudden, and then they're saying, you know, part of this was because of the desert tortoises. The desert tortoises who were rounded up and put into a sanctuary, but then were euthanized because they ran out of money for them. Okay, now this is the government at its very best. This is the government at its very best. You know, I hope they find, I want to go on further with this. Was Harry Reid's son involved in something with this, with the, solar panels that were going to be put out on this land that they had chased man's cattle off of? If it is, doesn't that sound a little strange?
There was a big, Southern California solar, plant that was shut down, to protect some tortoise or other. So
yeah,
why is this one
different? And I tell you what, you're out there in 29 Palms, California, you touch a turtle. You touch a turtle out there, you're in trouble. And in fact, because the turtles, if you do scare the turtle, what the turtle does is it fly or flight type thing, and they run. And when they run, they urinate. So that's the way they maintain their body moisture, is they maintain all their liquids. So if that happens, you have to pick up the turtle. You have to get it to a park ranger immediately, who then put them into a turtle
sanctuary.
Turtle rehydration.
Rehydration. No, they do. It's a turtle rehydration center, and it mists them with water. Oh no, it's a big thing. It's a big thing out there. You're in the middle of a frontal attack with tanks, and you go to the right. There's a turtle out of here. one of our men came in, he said, sir, we kicked a turtle. And he had this towel over it, looked like a turtle. And the company commander, and I'm looking at him, the company commander goes, and the guy pulls the hat off, and it's a helmet. Oh, did we roll on the ground?
The captain, humor there.
Here's the captain, saw his whole career gone right there. My men picked up a turtle.
Have we lost all sense of,
yeah,
of perspective?
Yeah, it's been a long time.
In this day and age.
Oh, it is. It's been a long time. Anyway, hey, let's find out what happens reading the son. Is he really taking the land so he can do this deal for his son? And if it is, why isn't, then why don't they make Reed leave? All right. Hey, we've got a couple of tickets to give away.
I'm going to look further into that.
Red Glove Round of tickets.
Yes, we do. You know what's coming up this weekend for
it
those
is.
Who are going to be hanging around and wondering, what am I going to do?
Friday,
well,
Sunday.
We have tickets for either Sunday. Hey, guess what?
I got more tickets.
You got more tickets.
We're
live
away.
Right now. Come on in here.
We're giving tickets
Let's talk
away.
A little bit about this. So we've got the Red Glove. You here? You're going to be talking about? Okay. Well, anyway, Dave West is here. Hey, good morning, buddy.
He's got a guest.
Good morning.
How are you? Look nice.
Well, thank you.
You look nice. Got a nice sports coat on and everything. Hey, so anyway, we've got tickets to give away here. First caller, 605-4567. We've got tickets for either Friday night
or
Sunday afternoon.
You can get your choice.
And this is a blast, you guys. We went last year.
We realized
it's
early. We realized it's 7:30, but we're back. We're giving away tickets either Friday night or Sunday morning.
So first caller, 605-4567, gets tickets, and we're looking forward to it. In fact, Dave's here. We're going to be talking a little bit about the roundup, I guess, in the next segment.
No.
Oh.
I'm amazed. I'm actually amazed how much energy you have.
I've been on my back for about 5-6 days here, so yeah.
No, Jolene's here and Ruth is here, and they're going to come in and chat. I just stopped by to bring
okay.
some more tickets.
Well, thank
and
you.
Get some coffee and
all
kind
right.
of relax.
We got to
oh,
be there.
Hang out there. Okay,
okay,
good. Well, good.
Hey, look.
Don't get your headphones on.
I'll leave
don't.
The hidden.
Yeah, there you go.
Operators are standing by.
Operators are standing by for Friday night or Sunday day. Hey, we got more tickets,
okay.
too.
Okay. Let's talk a little bit. I got a couple of minutes. This horrible crash in Orland. Right now, there's no evidence of it. There was reports that the truck was on fire when it went across the median and hit that bus. But right now, according to NTSB, National Transportation Safety Board, says that there is no evidence of that, but they can't rule it out, but there's no evidence right now. It appears that the truck was trying to pass another car. It went into the median to maybe avoid a wreck, but then it tried to come back onto the northbound lanes, didn't do it, went straight across. No indication he hit his brakes. So here's the driver. The driver was killed of both vehicles, and then of course the students were killed. What a, you know, it was absolutely horrible. We got some of them are up here still, I think, in Mercy. There's eyewitnesses are disagreeing on what they saw. The one in the car that the truck hit said that car, they said the truck was on fire. A guy cutting his grass, and he looked up, heard the screeching, and he looked up. He said, "I didn't see any fire." But then again, maybe he just didn't see it. Anytime you have eyewitnesses, you're going to have a million different viewpoints anyway. But the one thing is that we hope we find out what's going on. They said the windows in the bus could have been used for safety or for emergency exits. We'll talk about that. The back door, however, was locked. It appears because it was a handicap bus, and only the driver can unlock it. So they didn't have the back door, but you know, they were kicking out the windows and everything to get out of the bus. It was just absolutely
a horrible situation.
Yeah, it was a terrible situation, and just the parents and there was a set of twins were there. One was in the bus that was killed. One wasn't. It was in another bus. It was bad.
Saw a great Facebook post. It was taking one of the Bay Area reporters to task. Or going to Orland and shoving a microphone in some parent's face and saying, "Well, how do you feel?" And I just want to beat on journalists who ask that question in the wake of a
How do you feel that
how
your children just killed?
How do you think I feel?
Yeah.
That is the worst form of journalism, in my opinion.
It is. Okay.
It is. You're taking shock. Someone's in shock.
And
what do we want
deep,
to see that
deep
for?
Horror.
And it's absolutely horrible. Can you imagine? In fact, we were thinking about the mass amount again, a couple of what you're saying. As we were thinking about, that could happen to any of us at any time. But your children, they're going off, they're promising futures on their way to Humboldt for a couple of days to see about perhaps going to college. Promising, my God, they made it through high, they perhaps can go to college. And just the thought of that, it's very exciting. And then the tragedy that can happen in an instant. That's why, you know, as we go to break, you know, do you stop for a minute and think on this Monday morning, you know, count your blessings and be happy for now, because we don't know what's going to happen. More on coming up with the Red Bluff Roundup, and also there is more information about the situation with Bundy, and more information is coming forward with the Chinese with the deal that they were trying to make. And let's take a break.
All right, we'll be right back after these messages.
Cool April Nights is back at the Reading Civic Auditorium for the 25th Cool April Nights Car Show, April 19th through 27th.
It's a week jam-packed with over 2,000 classic cars on display, the cruise and rock and roll concerts all week long.
There's nonstop entertainment featuring Enterprise Starship, the Hot Rods Band, Paperback Writer, a tribute band to the Beatles, Catch Wave, and a tribute band to the Beach Boys, and much more.
Discount advance tickets available now for only $8 at Cicada Cantina on Hilltop Drive. Participating Napa Auto Parts stores or online at the Cascade Theater.
Don't miss the 25th annual Cool April Nights as it comes back to the Reading Civic Auditorium, April 19th through 27th.
This is an event the entire family will love.
Sponsored by Napa Auto Parts, KRCR Channel 7, Wind River, Fox 20, Shasta Regional Medical Center, My21, Record Searchlight, KHSL, Famous Dave, Shasta.com, and KNBN. For more information, log on to CoolAprilNights.com.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
You bad ready for America's original extreme sports? Well, this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, the Red Bluff Roundup is on. I mean, when you got a rodeo that's both PCRA and WPRA approved, you award world champion points, and you pay the highest purse, well, I guarantee you, that brings to Red Bluff the top cowboys in America ready to ride the rankest stock anywhere. Friday night is Tri-County's Bank Family Night, where tickets are just $13. Saturday is Robo Bank Day. Sunday, it's St. Elizabeth Hospital Haleakala La Ranch Tough Enough to Wear Pink Day. Get your discount tickets now at the Roundup office, RedBluffRoundup.com, or Diamond W Western Wear in Chico. But hey, don't you dare miss the concert after the rodeo Saturday night. Thanks to Diamond W Productions, it's Mark Chestnut.
Oh, stop the jukebox last night.
Oh, yeah, the Red Bluff Roundup is on.
Thanks for joining Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, good morning. It's April the 14th. It's Monday. This portion of the show brought to you by Indwelling. Dilgesh and Andrea Abraham have got such a unique store located at 1760 California Street, across the street from Jack's. Indwelling, furniture, art objects, wall coverings, the floor coverings. They've got everything you can possibly imagine. And it's so beautiful. It is so out of Reading ordinary that you just got to go down there and take a look at it. Just head on down, say hello, tell them you heard it here, and say hello to Dilgish and Andrea. Hey, our guest is Pete Bills, who is, you know, somebody that I want to talk to because this man is a sleep expert. He's on the Better Sleep Council and a National Sleep Foundation. Good morning, Pete.
Morning. How are we today?
Well, you know, we're rested, and you know why? We have a sleep number bed.
So give us...
Yes. 8 million other people woke up this morning just stretching their arms and saying, this is going to be a good day because I slept well last night.
So give us... Let's start off with some statistics. What are the... In Americans, perhaps, how many people are not sleeping?
Well, on any given night, a third of the population, about 80 to 100 million people, just didn't get a good night's sleep. And on weekends, it's even higher than that because people just kind of tend to bend the rules when it comes to sleep on the weekends and then struggle on Monday to get back to normal again. And that's, you know, that starts with our kids all the way through our adults. It really is an epidemic. People just aren't paying attention to the quantity or the quality of sleep that they get.
Well, it is important to get enough sleep, but isn't that number kind of a hard one to grasp, is how much sleep you really need?
Well, if you look at the literature, you really look at the studies and research around that, we optimize our lives when we're sleeping between 7.5 and 8.5 a night. There are very few people who can optimize their life with less than that, and there are equally a small number of people that actually need more than that. Now, can you be accustomed to getting by with 6.5 hours of sleep? Yes, but that's not good for you. You know, when people say, you know, I can learn to get by on 6.5 hours of sleep, I look at them in the eye and say, that's about as medically misguided as say, you know, I can learn to be 40 pounds overweight and not hurt me.
Wow.
You can become accustomed to being overweight, but science is very clear. You know, we can predict with uncanny accuracy what's going to happen to you if you live your life overweight, and now the same thing's true if you are purposely, as a lifestyle, sleeping less than 7 hours a night. We can predict with pretty good accuracy again what's going to happen. You're going to tend to be overweight. You're going to tend to have high blood pressure. You're going to tend to have cholesterol problems. The list goes on and on and on. When you are sleep deprived, everything measurable in the human body changes, and that's not good.
How do you, I'm not sure if this is your field, but if somebody is somebody who sleeps on their stomach, as somebody who sleeps on their side, or somebody who sleeps on their back, can you tell us the difference and how that may affect your health?
Yeah, it's there's pretty good research on that. What we tend to, when you talk to the orthopedic specialists, we tend to try to discourage people from sleeping on their stomach, and that's because your head is turned sideways all night, and it puts a lot of strain on the cervical neck area. And if you're on a bed that's too soft, which a lot of people are, it places a large strain on the lumbar back as the body settles in. So side and back sleeping are good. They're much, much preferred over stomach sleeping. So we try to discourage the stomach sleeping, but the other two are good. Most people sleep on their side. Probably about 60 to 70% of the population likes the semi-fetal position, and the rest of the people sleep on their back. So if you have a bed that is wrong for you, then the position can really make a big difference. That's why, again, you know, the research I do at Sleep Number shows that you want to be able to adjust the firmness of your mattress to match what your sleep is. And if you look at most couples, one might be a back sleeper and the other might be a side sleeper. So right away, you would recommend two different beds for that couple. And that, again, that's why the Sleep Number bed is so advantaged, because you can have both sides be incredibly different.
I know that I had my side set too low, and it affected me the other night, and I pumped it up 10, and it took away that problem, because I am a stomach sleeper, and that's why she was saying it. She was trying to get an expert to tell me I shouldn't be sleeping on my stomach. So thanks, Pete, for taking sides in the family matter.
Sure. Well, you didn't tell me. You should have opened your mouth first.
Well, I didn't know where she was going. That happens
sometimes.
No, I'm
just curious about that, because I've heard that, you know, you're pressing your organs when you sleep on your stomach. I just think at a certain age it's probably very difficult, but you can retrain yourself if you care to retrain yourself. And it's the same thing. That's a beautiful thing that Sleep Number, they care enough to bring in an expert like you that talks about the sleep patterns and how important sleep is to getting to, it's like it goes so deep beyond what we think it is when we get up and we walk around in the day. If you've got a really good night's sleep, the difference of how you function is dramatic.
Oh, absolutely. And it's not just how you function, you know, in your mood or how you look, but it's also how safe you are on the roads today. It's how you can manage your appetite. You know, one night of poor sleep makes you more hungry the next day. In fact, our nation's obesity problem is directly tied.
Wow.
And directly linked to the fact that we're not sleeping well. The hormones that regulate our appetite, how hungry we are and how satisfied we are after a meal, don't work properly when you're sleep deprived.
Wow.
And that means less than 7 hours a night. So it doesn't mean that you're going to lose weight if you sleep enough, but what it does mean is that you're going to be able to resist eating because your brain isn't craving calories to compensate for a lack of sleep. Very, very, over two dozen studies now have confirmed this.
Hey, our guest is Pete Bills, who is a member of the Better Sleep Council and National Sleep Foundation, also is a sleep expert for Sleep Number and does a lot of research there. Okay. Pete, you're trying to get a good night's sleep. What should people do before they go to bed if they, you know, to relax and to be able to, you know, to slumber peacefully?
Right. There's two rules that I preach, and, you know, I've got two teenage daughters now, and so we're struggling with them. But the first rule is, happens in the middle of the day. Afternoon, do not have any more caffeine, whether it's in a coffee, tea, soda, a lot of chocolate. Caffeine has a very long half-life, and in fact, it's about 6 or 7 hours in the average person. So that latte at 3 o'clock to help you get through the rest of the day, half of that caffeine is still in your body at bedtime. And most people are so tired that they say, well, I still fall asleep. That may be true, but if I drag you into one of our sleep labs and hook you up, I could tell right away that you had caffeine afternoon because the first few hours of the sleep are very, very light instead of rock steady deep sleep because caffeine just ruins the first part of deep sleep. So no caffeine afternoon. And then the second one is even harder, especially for a lot of people these days, is about an hour before you go to bed, no screens, no phones, no TVs, no computers, no games. There's two reasons for that. One, the content of those screens is probably going to linger with you once you turn it off and turn the light off and try to go to bed. So whatever you were doing, whether it was your taxes or your Facebook or on your tablet or watching the news, you're going to be thinking about that. And one of the biggest issues for a lot of people going to sleep is they can't turn their mind off. And so what you want to do is to avoid that kind of content right before you go to bed. But more importantly, when it comes to sleep physiology, if you look at the predominant color of most screens right now, they're either white or blue. And think of the sky right now. Seared into our physiology is when the brain detects any color of blue, it shuts down the production of melatonin, which is the hormone that starts the sleep system. So if you're staring at a screen or reading under a fluorescent light or anywhere near a really blue source of light, your sleep process doesn't even start. So again, your early part of the night of sleep is going to be lighter than it should because melatonin takes a while to ramp up once it's in a dim situation. So an hour before bedtime, no screens.
Wow. Now, if we take nothing away but that.
That's interesting.
That's a great visual for us to think of because, you know, and the other thing is, and I say this to Carl because, you know, we watch movies and, you know, we do, you know, enjoy our bed with our TV in our bed. And, you know, it might be a little bit too much information, but I'm sure Americans across the world do like to watch, you know, have the screen on the wall and the TV, you know, with the bed. But I tell them that I don't want to watch any guns or war or any blowing up stuff before we go to sleep because it makes a difference with how I rest, you know, with explosions and stuff.
It absolutely does. You know, a lot of people, again, and any kind of content that's disturbing or provocative or you know, stimulating, will linger with you when you turn it off. And as you, you know, think about what you just watched, it may absolutely disturb the ability to shut the brain off and
wow.
You know, drift off into sleep.
Hey,
but again, it's the light content as well.
Right. Hey, Pete, okay, what's our takeaway for this? If people do nothing else, it looks like now if I'm only getting 6.5 hours sleep a day, you know, for 2 or 3 days, that's not good for me. I should be doing 7.5 to 8.
Absolutely. Yeah, there's no question about it. And most people just don't realize how sleepy they are because it's been such a long time since they've had really, really good, consistent sleep. And because when people are tired all across the country, the tendency is to mask it with caffeine and other stimulants. In fact, the energy drink business grew 16% last year. It's almost bigger than the mattress industry now. It's about a $9 billion a year industry in the U.S. So people are compensating for poor sleep with chemicals during the day, whether it's caffeine or energy drinks or the like that. Well, that's not good. That's not a good,
no,
that's not a good lifestyle.
And we see people like that, including all of our producers here at the station, do that. They live on some kind of energy drink and something else. Hey, hello, Pete.
Well, this is... Okay, go ahead.
Hey, Pete, the last thing before we have to take a break is, how do people get a hold of this information? And do you have all this in one spot?
Yeah, you can go to sleepnumber.com or come on down to the Sleep Number store. All our folks are really, really well trained on the science of sleep. But you can go to sleepnumber.com or you can go to the American Academy of Sleep Medicine's website, and they'll have that kind of information as well. Or the National Sleep Foundation. All this information is readily available and very, very much, based in scientific research. Sleep science is pretty new compared to what we know about diet and exercise, but it's incredibly insightful over the last 5 years. We're learning an awful lot that the lack of sleep is just as, or if not more important than your diet and exercise regimen. So add it to your healthy lifestyle to-do list, and you reap the benefits.
Okay, our guest has been Pete Bills, who is on the Better Sleep Council and the National Sleep Foundation, and also a sleep expert for our sponsor and our bed that we sleep on, the Sleep Number. Pete, thank you so much for being with us, and thanks for being so flexible.
Oh, my pleasure, and continue to sleep well.
Oh, we do, and we enjoy it. This is the best sleep we've ever had. Thanks a lot,
great.
Pete. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to have our friends from the Red Bluff Roundup with us.
What are you in the mood for dinner tonight? How about a Jack's Grill world-famous steak, a fork tender filet mignon, a hot and juicy New York steak or brochet of beef cooked to perfection and so tender you can cut it with a smile? Maybe deep-fried prawns or golden-fried chicken, all served with garlic bread, hot baked potato or french fries, and a large family-style bowl of tossed green salad with homemade dressing of your choice. Are you in the mood? Meet friends and family at Jack's Grill, a Reading landmark for 75 years. Open Monday through Saturday on California Street, downtown Reading.
After the loss of a loved one, there's so much to think about. Costs shouldn't be one of them. For the compassionate care that you need, and at about half the cost of a traditional funeral home, Blair's Cremation and Burial Service at 241-3400 will give you the peace of mind and compassionate care that you deserve at an affordable cost. Serving the North State with direct cremation service and complete funerals. Call 241-3400 or visit online at blairscremation.com. Blair's Cremation and Burial Service, 5530 Mountain View Drive, Reading.
Call 243-8400.
How often should you have your carpets cleaned? According to the EPA, the Environmental Protection Agency, the people who monitor clean air, water, and other sources of contaminants, you should have your carpets cleaned once or twice a year. If you have children, they should be cleaned every 6 months. You know, it really makes sense. Think about all the places you've walked today. Stores, restaurants, the workplace, public restrooms, parking lots. Imagine the stuff you walk on every day, things both seen and unseen. And the residue can be in your carpets and rugs. Bacteria, chemicals, pollens, grease, and on and on. Not to mention the stains and dander from your pets. It costs so little to have Preferred Carpet Care clean your carpets, rugs, and furniture twice a year. They'll even put you on a schedule and call you. You'll feel better. Your home will be healthier, and your home will look so much better. Call for an appointment. Remember the number, 243-8400.
243-8400. Preferred Carpet Care.
243-8400.
Lorraine was an avid hiker until a tumble led to a painful compression fracture in her back. Her doctor sent her to MD Imaging's Vascular and Interventional Center to undergo kyphoplasty. The minimally invasive procedure took less than an afternoon, and Lorraine felt immediate relief from the pain. She was back on the trail a month later, leading the way up the mountain. MD Imaging's Vascular and Interventional Center offers the latest surgical advancements to keep you a step ahead.
it's about to get busy, real busy. Who has time for the gym when you're taking the kids here and then there and pretty much anywhere? Well, at Anytime Fitness, you can work out around any schedule. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. Don't wait to get back in shape. Sign up today and get your first month free for a limited time. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. So go to the friendly, clean, and convenient gym on your time. That's Anytime. Anytime Fitness in West Reading next to Holiday Market.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. You're here it is.
And you
it must
wonder
be
why
Red Bluff Roundup
why cowboys Woo-hoo! Are sexy. Nah. See these little girls in their little shorts, boot scooting. What did I just say?
Yeah, I'm not sure, but you know, you've had pneumonia, so it's okay.
It's still hilarious.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. You know what? The best selection of estate jewelry you're ever going to find is right there at Four Winds Jewelry. Give them a call at 222-2750, but also loose diamonds, the only trained watch repairman in all of Reading. All of this at Four Winds Jewelry, and Leonard and his associates are honest as the day is long. He will give you a straight deal. He will give you straight scoop. Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. Wow.
Wow. Good morning, ladies.
Morning.
Okay,
morning.
So let's talk about who we have in the studio. All right?
Ruth?
Please introduce yourselves.
Ruth Nicholas. I do the publicity for the Roundup.
Okay.
And you're doing a great job, too,
and
by the
we
way.
Are so we are so excited to have you guys here today. We've got tickets. And
Jolene Keeman, and I'm one of the directors on the Red Bull Roundup Board.
Oh, Jolene, okay. You guys, great. Okay, now, this is the 93rd year of the Red Bluff Round. You know, it's amazing. I grew up in the country, so rodeo was part of my thing, 4-H horses. I love the fact that you guys are now 93 years celebrating. Rodeo is going to begin on this Friday. So tell us what, some of the exciting things we've got going on.
There's so much more than rodeo. Actually, we have 11 days of activities that kicked off on Saturday of last week. Rodeo is Friday night, Saturday afternoon,
right.
Sunday afternoon. But we'll do everything from bikini barrel race to a canine fundraiser.
I heard about that.
Which, by the way, was on national TV
minute, Carl,
last year.
Stop here.
That was on national TV last year.
Was it really?
I believe so.
Rodeo Girls.
Rodeo Girls.
Yeah, that was a separate show. That's really its own separate entity from Red Bluff.
Right.
They came and filmed at our rodeo plus others.
Yeah.
So it wasn't really, that wasn't just our rodeo.
Okay.
Right. But still, it was it's the bikini.
They cheated.
We heard about that last year. We had friends that went out there and, actually I think competed in it because that's kind of open, right? It's open. You don't have to be one of the, fact, great thing about on the front page today about barrel racing.
Yeah. The, Record Searchlight actually had, barrel racing. It had all types about the groundies. It had everything about rodeo.
Well, and that's the unique thing about Red Bluff. We've got great contestants from across the nation. World champions. We've got great bulls in our backyard, Groundy Brothers, who bring their bulls to the rodeo along with other contractors. I mean, there is something for everybody at the Roundup.
You know what? Are we going to have Mr. Groundy in? I know that we talked to him
last year.
But here's the thing is, I remember when he gave a talk about how they train these bulls.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, are we going to get a bullfighter in this week?
Yes, okay. Two bullfighters.
Two bullfighters in. And how they train these bulls. I mean, they train these bulls with dummies that fall off immediately. Mm-hmm. And then they hire cowboys to fall off after so many seconds. So it teaches the bull. No, it teaches them to buck and to know what they should be getting. And so, I mean, this has changed a lot. This is not your daddy's rodeo anymore.
No, the industry has really specialized and developed, and you want those cowboys at the beginning to fall off those bulls so those bulls don't get discouraged.
Right.
When they're young.
Right.
Then when they're older, of course, when they're at Red Bluff, those cowboys are not going to fall off by choice.
No, but I tell you what, I have seen some events where the first eight, where it was bulls eight, cowboys zero.
Okay, so on the talking points here, about 500 contestants will compete in 7 rodeo events, bareback riding, tie down, rope steer, wrestling, saddle bronc riding, team roping, women's barrel racing, and bull riding. But there's something that's happening I want you to tell us about, your Cowboys and Kids program.
That is, we must be in the 6th year of doing that. And we've got a lady who comes out of Southern California. She goes to 3 different area schools and just talks about rodeo. But her deeper message is do your own thing. Don't follow the crowd. Don't do drugs. Don't get in gangs. But she uses rodeo as a hook for those kids. And it's real successful. They've done this across the nation.
Yeah, live the cowboy way.
Yeah,
exactly. You know what? Cowboy up.
Plus, cowboy they up. Also teach them about the rodeo events and how they're, you know, what to look for and,
yeah. Just what to look for and everything. But it also says what I like here is that it's something about teaching about not to bully. And that's something that's really become a national, has, like, what I was saying, there's been a national spotlight, if you will, on the fact that there's bullying. In fact, today on the news, there was a guy that a judge ordered him, he was bullying the next door neighbors, and the judge ordered him to put, I will not bully, you know, with a sign. He had to sit out in front of this house. And, you know, I think that
he's saying it's ruined his life. Well, you know.
Well, guess what? How many lives you probably gave little stigmas to. But anyway, so that's the great message here that you guys are going and you're using, being able to use the stage with the Red Bluff Roundup to, teach cowboys and kids, about bullying and how to live the cowboy way.
You've got the 11 days of Roundup also include Roundup Parade.
Yes, Saturday, 10 o'clock.
Saturday, 10 o'clock. Yeah. The annual pancake breakfast, and that's on the 19th also. Yep. A golf tournament from down there. Okay, do they have to play in cowboy boots?
No.
And Spurs?
No.
Why?
They can play just to support the Chamber of Commerce. Our Chamber of Commerce.
I think you should make them play.
Room.
I know,
Bikini
but I think you should make
race.
Them play.
I mean,
wait a minute, I'm not finished with this one yet. I think you should make them play in cowboy boots, though.
Then
you
got,
you know what? You're playing best ball anyway.
Yeah.
So why not come out there in their little skinny white legs and those cowboy boots and a pair of Bermuda shorts? Tell me the team that shows up with the cowboy boots.
Maybe next year, Carl.
You know, with the pointy toes and spurs.
With your checkered shorts. That'll be cute. We'll do that.
Closest to the pin on the 18th hole could win a car.
There
you go. Wow.
Or a ride on one of these bulls. Yes. You can get your choice.
Now, the Bikini Barrel Race is at 5 p.m. on April 6th. You know what I like about that? April 16th. What I like about that is that that's kind of happy hour. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so go check out the girls and the bikinis and they need to call it bounce and something else, you know.
Well,
like,
I believe we also have some gentlemen running.
Yes. We did last year. I bet we did.
Did they?
Yes.
So were they wearing coconuts?
No, the gentlemen did not put on their bikinis, unfortunately.
So they're just their best.
Bare chested. Okay.
Speedos.
5 p.m. on April 16th. So you have guys in Speedos and girls in bikinis in the barrel race. This right here sounds like
I love it.
We're all going.
Actually, we need to talk about
hee-haw.
Pink. We need to talk about Pink Day. I mean, that's serious.
That's Jolene, the 20th. Wear Pink Day. Let's talk about that.
You know what? I tell you what. We've got plenty of time here, so we're going
Jolene,
to.
Let's not talk about the 20th. We've got time before we take a break. Let's talk about Wear Pink Day.
Well, Tough Enough to Wear Pink is a national campaign that was started by Terry Wheatley, and she is a Tehama County resident, or was, growing up. So we've been raising funds for our local hospital for the past 8 years, and we're close to $240,000 for the St. Elizabeth Imaging Center.
Oh, wow.
And nationally, they've raised $17 million in 10 years. This is their 10th anniversary.
Oh, wow. So,
Pink.
That's
But
great.
All of our funds go to St. Elizabeth Imaging Center. It remains local. We've used the money for equipment to improve diagnosis and also for disenfranchised women to be able to get mammograms.
So you're going to be auctioning off a Polaris Ranger?
It is a live auction on Sunday. You have to be there or phone in. I'll take phone in bids.
Wow.
Okay, this is a great little vehicle out there. It's a great hunting vehicle
cute.
Or a ranch vehicle. So it can be either
of
those.
It is really cute. It has a nice little dump bed on the back.
Oh, boy.
Well, we need that.
For any of those people who like that.
It's actually a serviceable vehicle.
This is so cool. Yeah. Well, we're about ready to take a break. When we come back,
we've got
tickets for giving away. It's the Red Bluff Roundup. You know that this is one of the most spectacular events of the year. And we've got tickets, to give away. And we're going to talk more about some of the guests, some of the performers that are going to be in the rodeo and some of the people coming on the air.
Yes,
and, you know, I do love cowboys.
I know. In fact, you bought one in an auction. She bought a cowboy in an auction 2 years ago.
I still haven't used him.
She hasn't used him yet.
You know, I haven't redeemed his services.
She hasn't redeemed his services. I'm repeating
her. Impressed.
Why am I repeating everything she says? Why am I repeating everything she says here? Because I'm still in shock over this.
2 years later.
2 years later. You know what? Maybe that's good. Maybe the old man still hangs in there, huh? All right. Hey, look, this portion of the show has been brought to you
by... Maybe I'd have him do some yard work.
Yeah.
Without a shirt on or something like that. I don't know. The girls will have cocktails and
turn
watch.
Turn off her microphone. Turn off her microphone. This portion of the show is brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. You know, they've got a big Easter brunch coming up with a set a menu, but it's going to be absolutely fabulous out there on for Easter. Also... you know, pizza night on Thursdays. Great, great, great food. Give them a call, 474-5546 and Anselmo Vineyards.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Search crews today will send a sub deep into the waters of the Indian Ocean for the first time to try to determine whether signals detected by sound locating equipment are from that missing Malaysian plane's black boxes. Navy Captain Mark Matthews.
The current depth that the system will be operating in is right at its rated maximum, so that is certainly a concern. That's what it's rated to operate into, but anytime you push something to its limit, you're always concerned about how the performance is going to be.
And the depth of the Indian Ocean in that area said to be right around 15,000 feet. President Obama remembering those killed at a Jewish community center and retirement complex as he spoke today at the Easter prayer breakfast at the White House.
That this occurred now as Jews were preparing to celebrate Passover, as Christians were observing Palm Sunday, makes this tragedy all the more painful.
In Ukraine, the violence continues in the eastern part of the country. In a town where many ethnic Russians favor joining Russia rather than Ukraine, there was a small group of men took over a local police station. Dozens of angry men hurled rocks, smashed the windows of the building, and broke into the station. Meanwhile, the government in Kiev is threatening to crack down with military force. Some American taxpayers being cheated out of their tax refunds because identity thieves have already filed under their name. Neil Chase is vice president of LifeLock.
If I set that refund up to go to my bank account or to a debit card that the IRS will put the refund onto, there's not much that that you can do to know that that has happened to you until you file your return, at which point the IRS says, wait, you can't file your return, you've already filed.
And Chase tells SR News it is a growing ID theft scam and that the remediation process with the IRS can drag on for several months. This is SRN News.
The following is a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
When our daughter Emma was born, we took a look at our credit card debt. It was not a good situation. Finally, my wife Vicky said, call Trinity.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-936-5496.
We called them. They contacted all of our creditors. They stopped the collections calls. They got the interest reduced, and they put us on a plan for success.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-936-5496.
When my daughter told me she was getting married this spring in Napa, my first thought was, to that guy? My second was, my allergies. That's when a friend told me about Advil Allergy. Turns out it's the only allergy medicine that relieves my itchy eyes and runny nose and has the speed and strength of Advil to tackle even my toughest allergy pain. So I could focus on the ceremony, not my allergies.
Fight even the toughest allergy symptoms with Advil Allergy, the only allergy medicine that comes with the speed and strength of Advil. Uses direct.
It's a milestone for the Internet and its ability to generate an audience.
For the first time ever, ad revenue from Internet advertising in the United States has topped the revenue from broadcast TV. News of the spike in Internet advertising dollars comes from a report by the Interactive Advertising Bureau. It says that Internet ad revenue rose 17% to a record $42.8 billion last year. Broadcast TV ad revenue was just a shade over $40 billion in 2013. Mobile ad sales more than doubled to $7.1 billion from $3.4 billion in 2012. Gordon Griffin, SRN News.
Severe thunderstorms moving from the southeastern part of the country up through the Midwest and spawning a thunderstorm over the weekend. At least one tornado reported, but officials say there was no reports of either damage or injury as a result. Looking to the financial markets, the Dow's doing well right now, up by about 50 points, the NASDAQ up 20, and this is SRN News. The world's top financial officials say they believe the global economy is strengthening, but growth does remain fragile and open to the risks of new geopolitical strife like those recently seen in Ukraine and elsewhere.
Rich countries have been helping bolster the recovery led by the United States and Britain. In addition, the Eurozone and Japan are doing better. However, there's been some slowing in major emerging markets such as China, even though those economies have been powering along at growth rates ahead of developed nations. Several countries are experiencing painfully high unemployment rates with millions looking for work.
That's SRN's Jeremy House. Entrepreneurs and investors say Silicon Valley's fastest growing financial ties with Russia's tech sector being slowed down by current political tensions between the White House and the Kremlin. In recent years, there's been a flurry of investment, largely sparked in 2010 when Russian President Medvedev visited the region and met with high-tech leaders. More details at SRNnews.com.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. It is April the 14th, the day before tax day.
Sound like you're...
So how can you recover from tax day? It's easy. You go to the Red Bluff Roundup.
Yay-hoo.
This weekend, yep. And forget anything. You know, get back a slice of history. Get back your piece of your life. Okay, 8:06 in the morning. Phone lines here are 605-4567. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Good morning to everybody. And let's start with Susan Eastman, as we do Monday through Friday at this time, with our Wells Fargo Market Minute. Good morning,
Carl and Linda. Well, major averages are higher this morning. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 128 points at 16,155. The S&P 500 is up 14 points at 1830. The NASDAQ Composite advancing 48 points at 4,048. Active issues this morning, Verizon down 3 cents at $47.04. Pfizer up a penny at $29.86. Ford up a nickel at $15.69. For local stocks of interest, Best Buy up 24 cents at $25.74. Target up 36 cents at $59.26. Bank of Commerce positive a nickel at $6.59. Commodities are higher. Gold is up $11 an ounce at $13.30. Silver up 9 cents at $20. And crude oil positive 39 cents at $103 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Thank you, Susan. We love to hear from the group at Wells Fargo, and there are advisors here. They're on Park Marina, and we'll hear back from our advisors at 9:05 every morning here on KCNR 1460. All right, it's the Red Bluff Roundup, and we're very excited about our guests this morning. We've got tickets. More tickets. Now, what's exciting about Sunday? I know it's Easter, but there's going to be a Cowboy Church.
Cowboy Church, 10 o'clock. So come out, have Easter Sunday celebrations with us. Stay, get a bite to eat, rodeo at 1:30.
What a fabulous day to take your family. And you know what? Right now, first caller is going to get 4 tickets. You can go to the Cowboy Church out at the fairgrounds and then see the roundup afterwards. Have fun to go with your family. 4 tickets here. Give us a call, 605-4567. We have some other things to talk about. You were talking about Boys and Girls Camp.
Yes, we actually kicked off the month by putting on a kids camp, and it teaches the kids how to ride rough stock. And it's put on by the Pro Rodeo Cowboys Association. They hire the riders. It's a great experience for the kids, and it's free.
What's rough stock?
Bareback riding, saddleback riding, bull riding.
Ooh.
3 events.
Bareback, saddleback, and bull?
Bareback, saddle, bronc, saddle bull riding.
Whoa.
And it gives them the proper technique. They don't get on any live animals, but it shows them how to set their feet, tie their ropes.
Wow.
Great way for them to start, because there's not always a lot of opportunities. As we have fewer and fewer ranch kids, we have fewer and fewer kids coming off of farms and ranches to rodeo. So it's a great place, great way for them to start, and it's free.
You know, it's funny. When I was in the Marine Corps, we had they have a military rodeo down at Camp Pendleton. I was young, and I thought it was a great idea to ride a bull. And so I did several times. It didn't take me a long time to realize this was not something I wanted to do the rest of my life or even for the next 8 seconds of my life. Probably about five. I think it took me five times. It was a little slow. I was a grunt. But what I was finding is that later on when we were getting into more of a horse sports, and some of the young men, some of the Marines were going into, they had a barrel fixed up, you know, that they could ride, you know, to help them, you know, it was on rubber cables so they could bounce it around, and you've seen it before. Anyway, I said, hey, gosh, you guys, you want to come out and join us on this riding team we have, because it was a fast-paced, military-type riding. And they said, well, you know, we don't really ride horses. We ride bulls. They had not been especially raised on a ranch, but they had been around cowboys and all this, and they wanted to learn how to ride bulls. But they really weren't comfortable riding horses, but they were okay with bulls.
Wow.
Yeah. So I found that interesting, you know, and this was back 20 years ago. So, but you're right. We're getting the ranches and the farms are getting smaller and smaller. You're starting to see more, cowboys from other countries competing.
Sure. Especially in the PBR.
Yeah. Internationally, especially from South America.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And Australia.
Talking about, different parts of the world, the one-armed bandit is going to bring in these longhorn steers. Would you tell us about that? In fact, he's going to call tomorrow, but let's talk about that.
He is not new to Red Bluff. This is, he thinks about his sixth or seventh time.
Yeah, we saw him last year.
Exactly.
He's hilarious.
He is very good. He has, this year, his new thing is Longhorn Watusi Cross Steers, which Watusi is a breed out of Africa. The horn spread on these steers is seven feet. And he says around the base of one of those horns is 23 inches.
Whoa.
And he has trained them.
The size of your waist, honey.
Yes. Side of my thigh. Anyway, go ahead.
He has trained these steers. He drives them to the top of a trailer. He's modified his trailer. And then he's horseback in the arena. And he does only have one arm. He had an electrocution accident about 40 years ago. And he's horseback and drives them up there. He does it with buffalo. He does it with mules. Red Buff has seen all those. We've never seen these Longhorn Watusi Cross deer.
I've seen a photo of them. These are huge, and he said they're mean too. He said one drove a horn through a fence trying to get to him. He's going to be on our show tomorrow, I think 7:30.
He has named these steers Big Hoss and the Impaler.
The Impaler, like Vlad the Impaler, like, you know, the original vampire. Oh, that's good.
He was a Pro Rodeo Cowboy Association Specialty Act of the Year 12 times. So, it's great that he's going to be back, and it's going to be, again, we've got tickets, and you know what? We'd love to have you fill the stands. This is a great, if you think, oh, no, we are giving away four tickets now for Sunday where you can actually go to the Cowboy Church. You can just go hang out. There's all kinds of, you know, activities that go on through the day, and then it begins at 1:30. So, you know, you're going to get your Easter service in, and that's what's really important for a lot of people on Sunday. They like to do a family event. So we've got four, but if you want more, we've got them here, and we're going to take your calls right now, 605-4567, for those tickets.
And this portion of the show has been brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air, serving the North State for over 20 years. You know, it's that time. It's getting hot. It's going to be up to 80 degrees today. It's starting to get hot. It's going to be in the hundreds. You know, you need to have your air conditioning system serviced. Have them take a look at the filters, look at all the ducts and all this. And Alliance Heating and Air are the ones to do that. 7 days a week, 24 hours a day service, Alliance Heating and Air. Give them a call, 221-2642. Check out their website at homecomfort.org. And trust me, we use them. They do great work.
And again, the weather today, it's currently 53 degrees in the downtown studios. Today we're going to be temperatures around 81. Temperatures are going to be around 81. Partly cloudy tonight with temperatures around 51. And Tuesday around 79, Wednesday around 79. It's going to be a fabulous, looks like our forecast, is fabulous again for the rodeo because, you know, we want to be out there. We don't want it to be sweltering hot. So it's going to be just spectacular enough that our evenings are going to be around where you can wear that little jacket and, you know, you can layer in your sexy little cowgirl clothes and. Yeah, we love that, man. I'm starting to get all my cowboy clothes out right now. It just begins now.
Okay, you know what? You cannot have 4 days off laying on your back in bed with pneumonia anymore. You are just going for it. The weather's been brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. Discounts for seniors and veterans. Locally owned, family operated. This is Shasta Gas Propane. All right, we're going to take a quick break while I give Linda some more caffeine. We'll be right back after these messages. We're here talking Red Bluff Roundup.
Going in the buck will win the next go round. Cancel, lose, and hard.
And Cool April Nights is back at the Reading Civic Auditorium for the 25th Cool April Nights Car Show, April 19th through 27th.
It's a week jam-packed with over 2,000 classic cars on display. The cruise and rock and roll concerts all week long.
There's nonstop entertainment featuring Enterprise Starship, the Hot Rods Band, Paperback Writer, a tribute band to the Beatles, Catch Wave, and a tribute band to the Beach Boys, and much more.
Discount advance tickets available now for only $8 at Cicada Cantina on Hilltop Drive, participating Napa Auto Parts stores, or online at the Cascade Theater.
Don't miss the 25th annual Cool April Nights as it comes back to the Reading Civic Auditorium April 19th through 27th.
This is an event the entire family will love.
Sponsored by Camcora, Cross Petroleum, Crown Motors, Macy's, Peterson Cat, i5 Rentals, Classic Hits 105.3, Dutch Brothers, and Pepsi. For more information, log on to CoolAprilNights.com.
Looking for an unusual quality piece of jewelry? Do you have a wristwatch or timepiece that needs to be repaired and you don't know where to go to? Well, Four Winds Jewelry is the place. They have the only watch repair technician in town. Four Winds Jewelry is located at 2225 Hilltop Drive. And Four Winds Jewelry are the experts in gold or loose stones, opals, estate jewelry, or Native American pieces.
Go in and see Leonard and his associates. Four Winds Jewelry, meeting all your jewelry needs. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4 p.m. 222-2750.
Four Winds Jewelry.
Hi, I'm Vicki Leda from Amazing Foods for Life, gluten-free baking mixes made with ancient grains. At Amazing Foods, we're here to help you make living gluten-free easy and healthy. Often it can be difficult to find fast, easy, and delicious treats. With our cookies, cakes, muffin mixes, you can have bakery fresh in your home in about 20 minutes, while at the same time adding protein and omegas to your diet. Amazing Foods for Life is produced in a dedicated top 8 allergen-free environment. Check us out at AmazingFoodsForLife.com or at Orchard Nutrition Center, Tops Market, and many more.
Hey, not sure if you noticed this or not, but our city's population is changing. Thousands of violent felons have been released into our streets, and the time is now to learn how to protect yourself against assault and other life-threatening forcible crimes. When you choose a firearms instruction company, demand the best NRA-certified instruction in the region. Demand NorCal Firearms Instruction at Sportsman's Warehouse. Professional instructors can make the difference between a positive training experience and, well, one that you're not so sure about. 999-1822 or visit us online at readingccw.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Howdy, Redding. Nate Abarea here. It really is a privilege getting to broadcast live sports here on KCNR 1460, and once a week, I even get to host my own talk show. The NorCal Sports Show, presented by Tay Van Car Wash, can be heard every Tuesday night at 6, right here on Free Fire Radio. Tay Van Car Wash is Redding's friendly hometown car wash, and they are proud to be a part of the North State's only local sports radio show. Tune in, call in, let it rip. The NorCal Sports Show, Tuesday night, 6 o'clock, KCNR 1460.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Ain't so long and I see you, and it's time for him to go. You know the woman wants her cowboy, but he wants you to rodeo.
Guy Brooks!
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. You know it must be rodeo week.
Love
with
it.
Our guest from our Red Bluff Roundup.
Do you wear your hat high or do you wear your hat low?
Jolene Keeman and Ruth Nichols?
Nicholas.
You know, I keep changing that every time, every year.
Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. You went there last week. They had a cigar special.
They did, and it was absolutely outstanding, the cigars there. But you can get coffee at Espresso Joe's or cold drinks, which is now is starting to get a little bit warmer out there. Go next door. The finest walk-in humidor in the state of California is right there at Tobacco and Brew. Veterans always get discounts at Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, our friends there. Okay, our guest again, Jolene Keeman and Ruth Nicholas, and we're talking about the Red Bluff Roundup. And they're here today just to talk about the overall what's going on, and we're going to, you know, get this, and we have some other things later on today we're going to be doing. But we're talking about our guest tomorrow, John Payne, the one-armed bandit, lost one of his arms. Mm-hmm. 40 years ago in an electrical accident, yep. I believe. Yep. And he's not one of those people to feel sorry for himself.
No.
He's one of these people that just said, you know what, I can do something with my life. And he has become a hugely successful rodeo act.
A specialty act
there. And then on Friday, and that's tomorrow, and on Friday we've got them. We've got the bullfighters.
Yep.
in The Clown, who gets in, is he the one that gets into the barrel?
Yes.
Yeah, he's the barrel man, J.J. Harrison. He comes in, he comes out of Washington State, and he was a barrel man for the 2012 Wrangler National Finals Rodeo.
And one of those bullfighters, Dusty Tuckness, has been selected to work the National Finals Rodeo, four, five consecutive years?
He has won the PRCA Bullfighter of the Year. It's kind of like the Oscars of rodeo.
It is.
4 years, 2010 to 2013, and I'm working the national finals five times. That's not easy. This guy, you know, this guy probably has to walk around and hear these little clanking sounds when he walks.
And I'll explain that later.
So.
And our announcers, too.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Who are the announcers?
Bob Tallman and Wayne Brooks. Wayne Brooks was announcer of a year for the past 2 years.
Wow.
And Bob Tallman is a legend.
He is. Is he the one that's on the horse out there?
Or no,
Wayne is on the horse. Okay. Now, let me tell you this. I have been going to rodeos for, 60 years. My mom was pregnant with me. And so I counted that.
Cool.
And she carried me for 10 years. Anyway, but you know what? If you listen to the announcer's voice, they must all go to the same school. Have you ever heard a rodeo announcer that didn't sound kind of the same?
Oh no, they're all different.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Saying a song sounds the same, Carl.
Well, no. To me, their voices—they've got that timbre. They may talk differently,
maybe the cadence,
but they have that timbre. It's almost like an auction. The people go through the same auction school. Maybe it does. Maybe it is. But it's always great. I have never, and maybe this is just me, but I've never heard a bad announcement, because they always talk about, the way they say it.
And talk about having to be spontaneous. The guys on the horses, they get out there with the crowd. I mean, it's so live. Now let's talk about the athleticism that goes on. It is a true sport, folks. We don't, you think you go out there and you see the barrel racers the years that go into developing not only the animal, the sport of the animal, the sport of the rider.
Yes. I mean, it's training. They're in the gym day in and day out to have the strength and the muscle to stay on those animals.
They don't train just by drinking beer.
No.
They are total athletes. And over the years, as I've watched rodeo over the last 40 years, I have seen it evolve. I've seen the saddle bronc. They have gone from more of a sit up straight in the bareback. It's changed dramatically that they have just leaned back so much and they just turn it loose totally, have to wear neck braces and everything to hold. Well, not so much that, but for bull riding, that's changed. The saddle bronc will never change, I don't think. The bull riding they've taken on some safety aspects, which they should with the flak vest. And a lot of them are wearing helmets now.
Well, and the thing about rodeo, too, is these guys are independent contractors.
That's right.
This is a pro sport, but it's not like the NFL where if you get hurt, you're getting paid as you sit on the bench.
These guys
compete hurt because if they don't compete, they are not getting paid.
And there's no union.
No, and they're extremely mentally and physically tough.
And they understand this. They understand they're going to go out there and they could have a cracked rib or they can have a knee that's blown out as long as they can get back on. And this is...
I think that's why we get giddy. Some girls get giddy around the bull riders because it's like, it's like a rock star. Like, oh my God, are like, whoa, it's true. We get giddy around the bull riders.
They're very
manly.
You're
getting giddy right now.
That's what it comes down to is they're very manly.
Tough. You can't be a wuss.
No.
And most of them look like gymnasts in the sense they're all like 5'8", and they're all like 143 pounds of muscle. And when you see them and they're smiling and they're polite.
Oh, yes, ma'am.
If you see a tall bull rider, that's kind of unusual when you see one that's tall because center of gravity and all that. And they bounce. And I tell you what, when you see them there, it's like, yeah, he says, yes, sir, I rode this one. It was 2 tons and it's killed 12 men, but you know what? I rode it. I wrote it for 8 seconds. Yeah.
Now, Mark Chestnut, we've got a little. Let's do a little plug for Mark Chestnut and
Saturday Night.
You guys know this song. He's going to be at the rodeo Saturday Night at the Roundup.
Marge's bar, telling stories if we had one. Someone fired the old jukebox up. The song it sure was a sad one. Teardrop rolled down Bubba's nose. From the pain the song was inflicting. And all at once he jumped to his feet, just like somebody kicked him. Bubba shot the jukebox last night. Said it played a sad song.
Saturday night at the Red Bluff Roundup. So we want to make sure that you all know what's going on. We've got tickets here for Friday night and for Sunday where you can do Cowboy Church and then the Sunday, 1:30 rodeo. And then of course, if you want to go Saturday night, we don't have tickets for that, but we encourage you to go to
RedBluffRoundup.com.
RedBluffRoundup.com and where you can see he's going to come out in the center of the ring.
It'll be in a separate, the Pauline Davis Pavilion. Oh, he's cool. At 7:30, I believe.
Yes, the concert starts at 7:30. Our local radio star, or our local star, Chad Bushnell, is opening for him.
Oh, good.
Okay, yeah. Chad's good. I like him.
Yeah, Chad's really good.
Okay, all right. So, ladies, we have the we didn't expect this to do that. We figured, 15, 20 minutes, but now we're in the 45. And we'll end this, but because they probably have to go someplace else.
Tuesday night, tomorrow night, K9 fundraiser.
That's right.
Oh, yeah.
At the Pauline Davis Pavilion on the Roundup grounds, 5 to 8, we're raising money for the canine programs for both Red Bluff Police Department and Tehama County Sheriff's Department. First ever celebrity biting.
What?
The sheriff and the chief of police are going to put on those bite suits, what they use when they train those canine dogs.
Yep.
And they're going to give the command and those dogs will bite whichever one. The details haven't been worked out, but that you get to watch that and see how that works. And
so whoever gets the most bites wins? Or
no, it's not really a contest.
Oh, okay,
$10 gets you the barbecue meal, and the Budweiser Clydesdales are there. Come and get your picture taken with
how
one of those
cool
horses.
Is that? That's unique.
Yeah.
Wow, I could see that would be fun. Mm-hmm. Take your angst out
bite.
On the sheriffs.
The bite.
Yeah, very interesting.
The bite-a-thon. Let's have a bite-a-thon.
The bite-a-thon.
Anyway, so tomorrow night you can go again, RedBluffRoundup.com.
Wait a minute. I'm not finished with this yet.
You want to put one of those suits on? Let's not go there.
I would like to, yeah. And you know what? We could turn Elk Killer loose.
We probably have a line outside the door.
That's probably
come
true.
Come bite Carl.
Yeah, well, bite me, okay?
Take my place.
All right. Okay, so this week, of course, this is going to be a great time because, we don't have a very good time, anything we do. So Red Bluff Roundup, tomorrow we're going to have the one-armed bandit here, John Payne, specialty act of the year. He's won it 12 times, has been to Red Bluff numerous times. And then of course Friday we've got bullfighters in the clown, in the rodeo clown, the barrel guy, all of them just outstanding. So many things going on, such a big part of our community and a big fundraiser for the whole area there is the Red Bluff Roundup. And, it kind of takes us back to our roots too.
Oh, it
is
does.
That this is out here we're Northern California. We're not LA. We're not San Diego. We're not sipping espresso in San Francisco on the hill there. We're out there in the mud and the blood and the beer.
Licking and gouging in the mud and the blood and the booze.
Beer.
Oh, see, I always said, that's Johnny Cash, right?
Yeah.
I thought he said booze.
No, beer. Said beer.
Beer. All right. We had this conversation before. Right. But anyway,
and the
Red Bluff Roundup, exciting things happening this next weekend. The Roundup Parade on April 19th, the Kiwanis Annual Pancake Breakfast from 7 to 10 on the 19th, the Chamber Cowboy Golf Tournament on the 18th. You can find out all these things. Oh, Bikini Barrel Race, 5 p.m. on April 16th, which is, wow. That's Thursday, isn't it?
Wednesday.
Ooh, it's just
and
coming up.
Don't forget rodeo. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Hey, I guess it's appropriate. This portion of the show has been brought to you by, Renning Crown Motors, your Ford, Dodge Ram, Lincoln, Nissan, and Honda dealership. Dodge Ram trucks and Ford trucks, which I drive. Why go any further than 555 Cypress Avenue to get the best deal you could possibly get on a car, truck, or SUV, whether it's new or previously owned? Not only great deals, but outstanding service in their service department. Redding Crown Motors, 223-2177. It's rodeo week. Go out and get yourself a Dodge Ram or a Ford F-150.
Thank you, ladies, for joining us. It's the Red Bluff Roundup this weekend. We still have tickets.
Looking forward to our guest tomorrow.
And we'll see you out there.
Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am.
You bet. Okay, we'll be right back after these messages.
KCNR 1460.
Bubba ain't never been accused of being mentally stable. So we did not draw an easy breath till he laid that Colt on the table. He hung his head till the cops showed up. He dragged him right out of margins. They told him, don't you play dumb with us, son. You know damn well what the charge is.
I
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard to find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
At Pulse Urgent Care, their goal is to get you in and out quickly. Pulse Urgent Care is open 7 days a week in their newly expanded facility from 10 a.m. till 8 p.m., providing care for the entire family, from infants to great-grandparents. If you suffer from allergies, visit newly expanded Pulse Urgent Care today for short-term allergy relief. For more information, call 722-1111 or walk in to Pulse Urgent Care on Hilltop Drive across from Kmart in Reading. Pulse Urgent Care says if it's urgent to you, it's important to us.
Well, it's 2014. Do you find yourself looking in the mirror and saying, I want to be a better me? This year, I want to feel stronger, have a more positive outlook on life, and feel like I'm controlling my life. Life isn't controlling me. Well, now's the time. Go to Adamson's Peak Performance, a gym where the staff has incredible integrity. Adamson's is a place where you can become a better you. Get fit. Call Adamson's now at 221-8006. Adamson's Peak Performance.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Carl and Linda Bott, good morning, my friend. Are you having a good day? We are. It's Monday, April the 14th. Tomorrow's tax day. Won't be such a good day tomorrow. It's 49 degrees out there, and we're heading for it. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. What can I say? Great haircuts, great prices, discounts for seniors and veterans. They're our friends down there, man's last stronghold. It's the Cheers of barbershops. Can't say enough about DC, Tim, and Logan, the man in black. Okay, good morning to everybody.
Yeah, looks like we're going to have a fabulous day. It's going to be high. Temperatures today are going to reach 81. Tuesday is going to be low. Tuesday is going to be 78. Wednesday, 78. Thursday, 83. Love this weather. It's perfect. I had a girlfriend that came over yesterday. Shout out to you, Karen. Came over and planted some irises for me. That was so cool. 8:33 in the morning. Welcome back to KCNR 1460.
You know, let's talk about tragedy. I mean, we just had a good time talking about the rodeo. We love rodeos. We love Roundup. We love our Reading rodeo. It's Americana at its best. On the other hand, something happened. This guy goes to a Jewish center. It looks like the only purpose he has, and the story's still breaking, happened this weekend, is to kill Jewish people. And with a shotgun, this is still coming out, but he went into a Jewish, community center, and he asked, if people were Jews, And then he killed two people, a man and a boy that was like 14. He then went over to a retirement home and killed a woman. This guy is 73 years old, and they're saying he has possible ties to white supremacist groups, blah, blah, blah. The extremely sad thing about somebody doing this is killing people because of the religion. And we are, you know, you can get into the, I mean, I'm not going to get into the, you know, Al-Qaeda and all this and fundamentalist of any breed there. I don't remember the last time, however, fundamentalist Christians were advocating killing people. Anyway, it turns out the two people he killed, the man and the young boy, were not Jewish. They were there to try out for a play that was being put on at the community center. I don't know, you know, this is what I heard this morning, or I read this morning, that they were there, they weren't even Jewish. What a sad, I mean, this guy goes there to kill people because of their religion. It's a sad, sad thing to listen to this and to think about this, that is what they, that's your purpose right there. You're 73 years old, and that's what your purpose is, to go and kill somebody because of a religion that they live with.
Dave, the shootings were at the Jewish Community Center in Greater Kansas.
Kansas City.
And also the retirement home nearby. It actually occurred on the eve of Passover.
Yeah. Yeah, the guy, and they said, you know, there's all types of rumors about things he might have said and things he didn't. I'm not even going to get into those. But it's just the fact that, you know, it's, when I see this, having been in so many places where people kill each other over religion, over the fact that you're maybe a, you know, you're a different ethnic group, or the fact that your clan is different than my clan. So I'm going to starve you to death at first, but if I can open you up with my machete, I'll do that first.
And as you said, the names were, Reed Griffin Underwood, who was 14, who came to the community center to try out for singing competition.
Yeah.
And his grandfather, 69-year-old William Lewis Corporon, both were white Christians, according to the family.
Yeah.
The identity of the third victim, a female shot at the retirement home, still was not released early Monday.
Yeah. So, see, this guy came over to kill Jewish people, it appears, and he shoots two Christians, or, you know, of the Christian faith. You know, it's how totally wrong is this? Anyway, it's wrong. I don't care if they were Jewish. I don't care what it is. Killing people like this is so horrific. And then you see this. And then I see all these other places that they want to make places gun-free. Oh, no, it's got to be gun-free.
Well, this guy also was planning this with crossbows. He had, it said that he planned on executing them with a variety of weapons, including firearms and crossbows. Now, in 2002, the gentleman who,
he's not a gentleman, he's a terrorist. He's a terrorist.
He moved to Aurora, where he began distributing copies of his own racist flyers, The Aryan Alternative, a racist hate-filled publication that was based in Kirksville, Missouri.
Is that the grandfather and the grandson?
Mm-hmm.
My gosh. So we're still looking at photos on USA Today. What a sad, sad commentary that you've got this guy. You know, but here's the thing is should the police have come down and confiscated the literature and then arrested him? No. You know, we still have that freedom. We have that, you know, that First Amendment freedom. You can say these stupid things and, one of the things when people come on the show and they have their own shows here, you know, what are our rules? And we don't have a lot of rules for people that have their own shows. But one of them is, you will never espouse hatred for anyone, any group, any individual. You will not espouse overthrowing the, you know, United States government, or just hate-based, you know, rhetoric. There's no place at Free Fire Media for that. You can accuse people of things. You can say people have done things. You can draw dots together, but there will be no hate speech here. None. If there is, we end it right there. Okay. But that again is something else that's just happened that it's also horrific. So many things happen, going back to the Bundy case up there. And the Reed thing. I hope that this, you know, we're going to be following what's happening with, you know, with the Reed caper, in the sense is it really the, they're going to use this, They're really going to use this area to put in solar farms. Is it really his son is really tied into this, into a $5 billion deal? Is it Reed's? It was one of Reed's former mentor or former minions that is running the BLM, and all of a sudden they started pushing this. But I think it was also him, or maybe it was Reed told him back off. The governor, but here's the thing is, why was the governor so passive in this? He said, well, I really don't like the idea they're putting these first, Bob, did you read about this? The first, amendment, areas where only, you can only go to these certain areas to protest.
The little fence spot.
Excuse me, but that's against the Constitution, isn't it? I mean, if, as long as you're
not
blockading.
Didn't the Russians set up that sort of thing at the Olympics?
Yeah. Well, you know what? Here's the thing. Yeah, the Russians did. Oh yeah, here's where you can protest. That's right. The Russians did that. Well, you can protest right here. So are we equating ourselves with BLM? But here's the other thing. You've got BLM, you've got EPA, you've got all of these areas with armed people. Why do we need all of them to have their own enforcement, co-enforcement groups there armed with automatic weapons? Yes, those are truly assault rifles, the rifle that most people, 99% of the people,
yeah,
there's nothing in there that says that rifle goes automatic, but they're armed with automatic weapons. Why does the EPA, the BLM, the IRS, the education department, who knows who else, why do they all need to be armed? Don't we have a specific group of people that are supposed to go out there like U.S. Marshals? I mean, you've got Homeland Security. God knows how many of them there are. Why do all the others need to be armed out there? You know, I can probably understand why a fishing game person does, because they're out there in the middle of nowhere, animals, but also they're also going to see people that are armed a lot.
But do they need selective fire?
The question. Do they need automatic fire? Now, there is that old saying that says, have you ever been overgunned? Well, I have been, you'll hear the comment, I've been undergunned, but once you've been undergunned, you'll never want to be undergunned again. So being overgunned, there is no such thing. However, did they need to bring it out like that at the Bundy Ranch? I'm not saying that he's totally, blameless here or spotless. I don't think he is. But I do believe that there was an overreaction, that all these people were here, snipers, everybody surrounding the place. They needed to back off, so at least that decision was a good decision. I think the governor should have leaned in a lot harder on this one, been calling the president and say, get your guys off the land. Let's cool this thing down. And maybe he did.
Very, very bad. Well, it could have gone ruby red.
This is where, people say, do you ever worry about the, about there being armed insurrection, bringing in the National Guard? I said, only under one condition. A bureaucratic thug, and this is the term I use, a bureaucratic thug, a non-elected official comes in and does something kind of dumb. The homeowner or the landowner punches him in the face. Get off my land.
And it escalates
where they start coming back in, and then the rancher or the farmer or whoever it is, friends come up, and all of a sudden you've got 10 on 10. And then it escalates quick, and then you get the militias coming in. You get all these people, hundreds of people showing up. Now they have to escalate on the other side. And then the shooting starts. Now you have a real problem. That's been my fear, that it could happen and it could go on.
Well, I think what people are outraged with, again, is that there is an underbelly side to this that goes beyond the Bureau, the Land Bureau Management, yeah. BLM, because of the story. Here's an example. ENN, which is the energy company, scored big when Clark County commissioners unanimously voted to sell the Chinese company the public land for just $4.5 million, despite the fact that it was appraised at $38.6 million. Senator Reed has been one of ENN's biggest supporters, having recruited the company during a 2011 trip to China.
Oh, really?
According to Reuters last month, Senator Reed tried to pressure Nevada's largest power company, Nevada Energy, to sign up as ENN's first customer. Both Rory Reed and Harry Reed deny having ever discussed the $5 billion Chinese solar panel plant deal.
So he did not talk a word about it to his son. They never discussed it.
This is what he says, and this is in quotes, I've never discussed a project with my father or his staff.
You know what? This is absolutely, if that is true, it's got to be. Are you telling me over dinner one night, a barbecue out there with hamburgers, that Harry didn't turn around and say, what are you doing, son? And your son says, well, I'm sorry, Dad, I can't talk to you about it. You know, that company that you know, I can't talk to you about the company that you talked to back in China the other day that then hired me to be their front man. Are you saying that he and his son never talked about this? Are you saying that that was that Rory is telling the truth? Then put him on the box. Put him on a box right now, because I tell you what, I don't believe that. And who in their right mind would believe that a father and her son would not talk in some way about what that son's doing?
And this isn't the first time the Reeds have come under fire for allegation of cronyism. In 2003, allegations emerged that a Nevada Industries frequently lobbied Senator Reed through his well-connected relatives.
Of course. You know what? This stinks more and more and more.
That's why people are outraged. They're outraged because it's another government.
And you know what? The BLM backed off when this story broke. When this story broke about the Chinese and this all this land being sold, this is when they broke off. So you don't think Reed was on the phone to his crony, Obama?
Wouldn't it be interesting if Leland Yee was in this mix somewhere?
Well, Leland is selling shoulder-fired anti-assault missiles to the militia out of Oregon. So, you know, who knows?
There's a few Democrats sweating.
I would think so.
Hey, we got to take a break. Hey, Bad Bob, people want to know if you can talk about this heart bleed or what are these things?
Heart bleed SSL security hole. Sure can. We did most of the show on it.
Okay, let's do a little bit about this, because this could be a serious.
It is the biggest internet security hole that's ever been found.
We'll be right back.
Have you tried lunch at Cleary's yet? Well, why not? Hi, I'm Robbie Cleary, owner of Cleary's Restaurant and Lounge at the corner of Eureka Way and Market Street in downtown Reading. If you like our dinner menu, you're going to love our lunch menu. House-smoked hot pastrami, half-crown charbroiled artisan burgers, unique fresh crisp salads, daily soups and specials. If you can't make it in for lunch, come join us after work. We have a great happy hour in the lounge from 3 until 6 p.m. every day. $3 beer and well liquor, $3 wines, and $3 appetizers. Have you tried one of our smoking martinis? Well, why not? We're known for our blackberry lavender lemon drop. We're ringing in the new year with slow roasted prime rib every Friday and Saturday night, served with creamy mashed potatoes and sautéed green beans, choice of soup or salad, and our piping hot roasted garlic bread. So when are you going to visit Cleary's Restaurant and Lounge? We're open Monday through Saturday for lunch and dinner from 11 a.m. I look forward to meeting you.
You've got to help me. I don't know if I'm going crazy or if my car is possessed. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. The owner's ordeal began after a collision repair, resulting in a car that had a mind of its own. It would suddenly pull violently left or right, but only when he was alone. He had taken the car back to the shop that repaired it. It was test driven 8 times. Nothing happened. Nobody believes me. They look at me like I'm crazy. Just minutes before he arrived at Coachmaster, the pulling struck again. My inspection revealed necessary framework and wheel alignment had not been corrected from the collision. At Coachmaster, we stock hundreds of blueprints. With this evidence, we proved the owner was not crazy and the car was not possessed. The insurance company authorized us to correct the vehicle. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
In the 40s, Reading Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Reading Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have we. Through the decades, we have served Reading with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating our customers with the respect and professionalism we would expect for our own families. When you need to get to or from the airport to the train station, perhaps, we're there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Reading Yellow Cab at 222-1234, and we'll be there for you.
It's about to get busy, real busy. Who has time for the gym when you're taking the kids here and then there and pretty much anywhere? Well, at Anytime Fitness, you can work out around any schedule. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. Don't wait to get back in shape. Sign up today and get your first month free for a limited time. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. So go to the friendly, clean, and convenient gym on your time. That's Anytime. Anytime Fitness in West Reading next to Holiday Market.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back. Carl in the bot, KCNR. Yeah. 1460. It is 8:49 in the morning, my friend. 605-4567 is your phone number. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com out there, Angel and Sonny and all those people. Linda's back from her bout with pneumonia, but we don't want to push this, so you may not hear her the rest of the week. It depends on how, well, you, look, if you don't feel well, you're not going to come back. You pushed it last time, you're flat on your back then. This is pneumonia.
So, Cool April Nights is coming up too.
That's right. The 25th annual Cool April Nights runs from April 19th through the 27th. The cruise starts Friday the 25th with the main event at the Civic Auditorium on Saturday, April the 26th. Of course, it's a week-long event. You'll find miles of classic cars, shows and shines, trophies, food, music, dances. Get pre-sale tickets for $8 at your local Napa Auto Parts store, the Cicada Cantina, and online through the Cascade Theater. For more online, go to CoolAprilNights.com. That's not even going to interfere, though, with our Rodeo Red Bluff Roundup. So we're going to have all types of things for everybody, and we still have tickets. Give us a call, 605-4567.
For the Red Bluff Roundup, we do have Sunday tickets, and we have Friday tickets.
So whatever one you want to go to, give us a call, 605-4567. Okay, Bad Bob, you're over there with your flashlight on, which kind of scares me a little bit. When you turn the flashlight on and start looking behind computers, I start looking.
Now, you were talking about
some kind of
breach. You're talking about some kind of security breach that we need to pay attention to.
This could be kind of an inconvenience or it could be major. It's called the Heartbleed bug. And what it involves is not a virus on your computer, but a flaw in the coding that encrypts your data. It's a little bit complicated, but when you are putting in a credit card number, when you're entering your password, if you look at the top of your web browser, you see little things that it has got a padlock and it says HTTPS.
Yeah.
That's called secure socket layer.
Yeah. And I always thought that meant you were on secure then.
You're on scramble. Basically, your phone is on scramble, if you will.
Okay.
Well, there is a hole in that protocol called OpenSSL that if a hacker knew about it, they could pick your data off of the stream, which was thought to be impossible, but there's this hole in those, because we're talking millions of lines of code here that are written into the system, and two independent researchers have verified the existence of this flaw. Now, patches are being written, but the thing is, this flaw has existed for 2 years, and there's a very real possibility that hackers have known about this flaw and have been quietly siphoning off passwords, credit card numbers, because we've seen a huge spike in credit card flaws, in credit card and identity theft.
Big time.
So here's what you need to do. First of all, never ever use the same password for multiple sites, because if they get one, they get them all.
That's easy, because I can't remember from time to time.
Use hard passwords. And here's an easy trick for a password that's impossible to guess. Make up a phrase that means something only to you and maybe your significant other. I take Snooki for a walk each night. Take the first letter of each word, mix up the cases, substitute, symbols for letters, and there's your new password.
Are you kidding? I don't even understand what you just said.
Okay.
I know.
Make up a phrase.
I know.
Take the first letter of each word. Yeah.
Right. But then you say mix up the letters, mix it up like that. So it does no good to remember, I took Snooki for a walk.
Well, yeah, but I know. Because now hypothetically,
becomes,
you could write it out.
I, and it comes into a five and a question mark.
But mix up the passwords is what Bob's saying.
Make passwords
that only you would know.
Crack. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And you could do like a phrase and then put numbers on the end of it. And that would be, and you could put a,
so you can take the same phrase and add a number or a letter onto the end, that becomes your password for other sites.
That's right.
But it's something that you could just write down on a piece of paper, very quickly forget your password.
I've got one of those
Bob,
for you.
Along those lines, recently we did, we went up to Cedarville with the Squirrel Wars. We were with some friends and we were all talking, and it was interesting to hear, three different accounts of people who've had stolen identity. Credit card that was, a bank account that was emptied, from somebody getting a hold of, their account information. Somebody who has their credit card changed quite frequently because it's been compromised. Mm-hmm. And it made me think about, I was going to take a trip, obviously I canceled it, but I was thinking about, well, maybe I should just pay cash for my gas as I travel to L.A.
Get a prepaid card.
Oh, a prepaid card's a good idea.
Yeah, you can pick them up at any drugstore. You can get one shots or you can get reloadables.
Good idea.
And that's your firewall. Also, if you
if you're going to say take a trip to Europe, which we're going to do because we're going
August 12th,
well, sometimes you have to worry about international agreements. In that case, you're better protected if you have an Amex or something like that has good protection for you. Use your credit card more than your debit card. Never hand your debit card over in a restaurant situation.
Yes.
That's a big thing these
days. Because
they
can empty your bank account.
But they do that. I mean, you pay for something, they take it. They take it over to the register and they run it. I mean,
but your debit card cannot, say a FedEx is international. Or Amex, excuse me, I'm not thinking on all cylinders. But anyway, so,
Amex. Firewall yourself.
Absolutely. And so and they will cover you if you,
I think all will.
For identity.
It's not just Amex.
But if you give your debit card, they can go in.
Yeah, if your bank account is drained through your debit card, that's much more harder to recover from.
Okay, so
the rules
are
different.
Okay, so then you should get if you get a prepaid credit card.
That for online purchases, I highly recommend prepaid credit cards.
Okay.
What about
for online purchases? I've been nervous about it. I don't like to
use
give
PayPal,
any of that information.
Which is pretty much universal these days, and they have very, very good security. But the thing is, the more
should you give all security groups like what's the one, LifeLock or whatever that's called?
They have mixed results. In some cases, there are, and it's like the pop up on your screen says, "Click here to have your computer checked," and what you're really doing is letting them in. Do your homework on that as far as, but the things like LifeLock, they're not doing anything you can't really do yourself with a lot of diligence. Here's one more thing you need to look for.
Okay.
The latest technique that the criminals are using is not to go in and drain your bank account. That's an amateur thing. What they'll do is spread a lot of charges for $24.99 across lots and lots of accounts. And here's the reason. $25 is the level at which it kind of pops up on the radar for security scans that the bank routinely does. You ever had the bank call you and say, "Hey, we're getting charges in an unusual location"? When you go on the road and your bank will call you and say, "Hey, we're seeing charges from outside of your normal area."
Yes.
Those charges don't pop up unless they're over $25 on their security screening. So what these guys will do is it's like the fraction of a cent scam where, you drain all the money into an account. They'll do these $24.99 charges. So look at your bill and look for charges in strange places for odd amounts that you really you were never there. Mm. These are the things you need. Scan your account.
Well, the other thing, Bob,
we were told
from a girlfriend who recently was in Europe is that, they have these apps or they have thieves are really smart. They can be, stupid, and then they can be,
international criminal ring.
Right. Yeah. And they can scan your credit card and your ID outside of your purse by walking by
it. That's RFID technology. Magstrip technology isn't prone to that sort of thing. Smart cards with the RFI chip, that is an issue, but it's really not as big of an issue. You don't need to get the eel skin wallet or anything like what they talk about. The thing that's coming to pass is going to be what's called two-pass security, using your smartphone as your you have to be able to access your smartphone first, and then you get a one-time code on your phone that you then use to complete your transaction. And with the new laws, if your smartphone is stolen, you make a phone call and turn it into a paperweight, which eliminates the criminals being able to use it.
Cool. All right. Bob Belongi, thanks a lot for the heart bleed.
Wow.
Yeah, big thing
is
not a panic situation, but use ordinary prudence when it comes to your passwords. And use a special credit card just for your online transactions, and don't use your debit card for any of the above.
Wow. Well, that's something to be, to take heed.
Okay. All right. Tomorrow, like we said, we're going to have the one-armed bandit in here. We've got a bunch of other things that are happening tomorrow. On the 15th, it's tax day. We should, we'll sit there. We'll start off with probably some kind of mourning type music. It's like.
Guys.
You know what? I owe money. What is it that I get money back from the feds and I owe money to the state of California? Why is
this? Oh, we
were
the other way around.
Oh, well, you know what? I don't, in one year, I was doing some work that I still owed the state of California. Usually I get down to zero And, you know, so I don't have to pay anything, but this year, but the accountant says, well, that's good. You know, you guys made money. You know, yeah, I made enough money to pay my taxes. That's what I did. You know, that was it. Did you know 60% of America? Well, we're going to talk about that. 60% of Californians. You think they pay enough taxes? What do you think that 60% of your neighbors think when it comes to taxes? What do you think they're really saying? Oh no, you might be surprised. You might be surprised of your California groups here is that, you know, probably since 50% of them don't pay taxes at all. What do they think about taxes in California? Anyway, Carl and DeBott, thanks again for Kurt and Ruth. And thank you so much for last week for being with us. And we're going to be giving away tickets to Red Bluff Roundup all week long.
Give us a call, 605-4567 or 605-4565 for your tickets.
That's right. And remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back down.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington.
Nobody should have to worry about their security when gathering with their fellow believers.
President Obama talking about the weekend attack on two Jewish centers near Kansas City that left three people dead.
No one should ever have to fear for their safety when they go to pray.
The president speaking at a White House prayer breakfast today. A 73-year-old man is under arrest in connection with the attacks. A jail official says the suspect is a former Ku Klux Klan leader. Ukraine's acting president is asking for the deployment of UN peacekeepers in eastern Ukraine. That's where pro-Russian demonstrators have taken over another government building.
Video footage from Khorlivka showed more than 100 protesters attacking the building. A journalist on the scene described how a large group set upon and beat a police officer. On Sunday, Ukraine's president, Alexander Turchynov,